It's fun to just go out and experiment, because that's what you got to do to get to something new.
It's been a few years since Norah Jones was a brand new artist. Her breakthrough debut full-length album, Come Away With Me, came out in 2002. But with side projects like The Little Willies, and with each new album, Norah Jones keeps experimenting, and she keeps finding something new. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. What do you say about Norah Jones? That voice, those lyrics, and the music behind them, they all add up to something you just don't hear anywhere else. And because Nora's been evolving as a musician with every new album since the first one, it's always something a little different. On Come Away With Me, Norah established herself as a hip jazz crooner. Her second album, Feels Like Home, had a bit of a country flavor, while her third, Not Too Late, a somewhat darker feel. And Norah's fourth studio album, The Fall, seems a little more indie and a little more electronic. That willingness to try on different styles is one of the things that sets Norah apart. And when I talked with her in FUV Studio A, I asked her if she had any models for how she's done things in her career.
Well, like Ray Charles, all of his different kinds of records over the years, or Willie Nelson, you know, or even younger people like Beck. Mm-hmm. He's somebody who actually really influenced this record. It's not like it sounds like him or anything, but just the way he does things, the way he always gets interesting sounds, but he's a great songwriter, but he has a lot of different hats he can wear musically, you know. My first record, even though I moved to New York to play jazz and I still loved all that stuff, I was starting to listen to songwriters more. And on my mm-hmm. second record, I was listening to so much country music. And on my third record, I was listening to a lot of Tom Waits, you know. On this record, I've been listening to a lot of younger music, I think. Mm-hmm. Just bands that are great songwriters but are using more modern elements sonically. So I was kind of in a different zone sonically for this one.
Expectations are always tricky things, but any ideas about where this record is going to go? What's your hopes for it? It's just out. It's kind of fresh out of the oven.
Yeah.
You know, what are the hopes and dreams for it?
I don't know. I try not to have high expectations. Mm-hmm. I know the whole music business has changed, and I'm not a new artist anymore. So I'm just happy if some people care, you know. Still, it's great when people still care, for sure. But I don't know. I try not to have too high expectations. I'm excited. The new band sounds great, and I think we're just really excited to get on the road and play some shows, because we've done a lot of little things here and there, TV appearances. This has been probably the biggest set we've played in the last month, so we're excited to really, really get to play.
It's him or me. That's what he said. But I can't choose between a vegan and a pothead. So I chose you because you're sweet. And you give me lots of loving. And you eat meat. And that's how you became my only man of the hour. You never lie, and you don't cheat. And you don't have any baggage tied to your forefeet.
Nora Jones live with the love song to her dog, Man of the Hour, and Chasing Pirates. Today's Take 5 was produced by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.